Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and it is the second debut, we'll call it, of Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. And Greg, here you are in studio. We were here last week with Stephen First calling in, and we have another special guest in studio. I can't wait.
Absolutely. And it ties in together. Obviously, Stephen First, you know, great actor. And today we have a great film critic. So I think this will be a lot of fun.
Now, if he was married, would he be called a film critic or leave out the word film?
We would leave it out.
Okay. That's my bashing of marriage. I don't know why I always, right? Don't I always say that?
Yeah, he's a fan of divorce.
Yeah. No, not really, but I'm a non-fan of critics. But anyway, but when it comes to film critic, I love the film critics because I remember the day when Siskel and Ebert at the movies, I think it was called. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I just really loved that show because whether I agreed or not, it got me intrigued about what I really love to do much of the time is movies. And let's welcome in the studio Joseph Erdo.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. And that's a unique name. I like it, Erdo. What, has that caused any issues growing up?
No, well, hairdo.
Yeah, that's what kinda, I was saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's Italian.
Yeah. Then it shouldn't cause many issues for you, but to other people.
It should. Okay, so. It should.
Whoops. Yeah. The views that was Greg. I just imitated my own
We
voice.
Sound alike. Yeah. Yeah. We just don't look alike, I hope.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. So I look much younger. So anyway, so Joseph, this is great because you are the movie examiner for examiner.com.
Yes.
And an AZ Weekly Entertainment magazine.
That is correct. On newsstands.
What really gets me, Greg, you're going to just love this because I don't know if you know this or not. This is his life. Okay, that was another show. 11 years old, he started writing movie reviews. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Wow, that's
it
amazing.
Is.
I was still in diapers at 11 years old.
You still are.
Oh, yeah.
A different type, though.
Yeah, but I can't even imagine that. How is that possible, Joseph, to be writing at 11 years old? You must have had some type of passion for movies.
Oh, absolutely. Just passion and commitment and persistence. I mean, that's what it takes to, you know, be anything in this life, but especially when you want to do something with movies.
You know, that's excellent. Let's write that down. Passion, commitment, and persistence.
Yeah, I wish they were all threes. I'm a fan of alliteration, but
oh yeah. So you want the three P's?
Yeah,
yeah. Passion, purpose, and persistence.
Sure. Hey,
how do you like that?
Come on. That one's better.
Give me some applause on that one. But I'm really impressed. 11 years old. Not many people, even at 90, 80, 70, 60, know their passion. You knew it. When did you first know you had a passion for the movies?
I don't know. Might have been earlier than 11. I might have been 9. I can't really remember the first movie that I went to. I remember seeing Homeward Bound, that dog movie. And a cat, too. I don't want to leave out that. But
you're right, a dog lover. Can't forget Sally Field. Come on.
Right, that's true. So, but I remember seeing that, and it just hit me that I loved movies. I loved the feeling that they gave me, the emotional, sometimes escape, just a journey.
Yeah.
You know, and I just followed that. And when I was 11, I decided I want to share this passion with other people and explain to them, what I'm seeing in movies and try to generate discussion.
That is really cool. So sharing is a big part of your passion. Which is really cool because you've been sharing for so long now, 11 years old. And then you went to, and you wrote, by the way, went at 11 for Desert Advocate?
The Desert Advocate, yeah, up in New River and
they actually, and they paid you, right?
Yeah, they paid me with, I think, meals at the time.
With what?
Meals, lunch. Oh, they took me out to lunch. It's not bad for 11 years old.
What did you have? What was your favorite lunch?
It was just burgers. Hey, I was 11. I didn't know I was going to have
probably steak. Not In-N-Out Burger, so.
No,
they weren't here.
They weren't.
You like it now?
I'm not as big of a fan of In-N-Out as
Five Guys.
Five Guys is good, yeah.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great fries there.
Yeah, they really do. And they give you like double, triple the fries.
Yeah, oh, that's the best part.
They put it in the price too. people think, oh, look, I'm getting all this. But then they look at the price and it's really like three orders anyway. So, and that's what they give you. It is a good place though.
Yes, it is.
It is a very good place. So this is Hamburger Review. No. So let's then Community News you went to. So from 11 to 18 you were writing for several publications. Community News was another one. Canyon Country News.
Canyon Country News. Panorama Hills Monthly was one of them.
Oh, wow. Panorama. Where was it?
Panorama Hills.
Oh, Panorama.
Yeah.
Now you moved already. Panorama Hills. And I'm intrigued with the Canyon Country News because I'm a little bit country and he's a little bit rock and roll.
That was a newspaper.
Donnie and Marie,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
I saw them. Do you like them?
Yeah. Yeah, they're fine.
Oh, you're pretty young to really know.
Well, I knew
they're talented, though.
I knew their talk show was, I mean, it was a while back. But
oh, yeah, they did have that, right?
Their updated talk show.
I think so. See, with me, I actually thought they were married up until a couple of years
ago.
Yeah,
he did.
I didn't realize they were actually siblings.
Depends. I think I might have thought that when I was young, too.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing for them. But
depends what state they were in. I don't know.
I guess so.
But, so Community News, Panorama Hills, Canyon Country News. So you got a lot of great experience when you were growing up.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
You know, just writing for, you know, small towns, and got a lot of you know, people out and about, think, you know, recognizing me. I had my
you were
face
famous.
I was in the small town. I mean, hey, New River at the time when I was growing up, they had hay
people?
Rides and
oh, they did.
I don't know how many people, but it was the kind of town back then when you knew everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's sort of fun. Is it still that way? You still live out there, right?
I still live out there, but now, you know, now there's Anthem. It's a bigger community. Even, you know, even just New River has really grown.
So you don't know everyone?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Oh, wow. I was in Anthem the other day.
Yeah?
Remember?
We were
watching Callie Young. She's been on her show. Sing at the fall festival, a country...
Country Idol.
Idol.
Yeah.
It was really cool stuff. I liked it. And tonight we're going to see young Callie Young. Hey,
yeah.
I just made that up.
Young
Callie Young.
Yeah.
Desert Ridge, right?
Yeah.
Let's get out there. Let's get everyone out there and vote and root for Callie Young.
I don't know if it's a voting thing tonight. I think it's more of
but we could over you know,
something
take
different.
Over and
yeah.
storm the building
yeah,
and
just
say,
with little signs.
Callie
yeah,
Young.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, yeah, posters. Make posters.
Yeah.
Have people
oh, yeah.
make posters and you know bring them out.
Hey, that would be sort of cool. She's 11 years old.
Wow.
She must have been like you, except in the music end. She has major passion and great, great talent. I suspect just like you.
Possibly. And especially in the music industry, you have to have that kind of passion to make it. And, you know,
no
she
doubt.
Has it.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. So there you were, 11 and then 18, and then you decided to go to the granddaddy of all amazing schools. ASU, Walter Cronkite School of Journalism.
Yeah.
That is cool. See? And, of course, Amber May went to ASU.
Well, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun there.
Tell us about that experience.
It was fun. I you know, I wasn't that big on the extracurricular activities. I probably needed to do a little more of that. But
was it a party school?
I was in the Honors College, so, you know, you don't really want to go to those parties.
Oh, they were. Amber, was it a party school? No, not really. She says no. Although I want to see pictures. Okay, so I heard it's somewhat like little party.
Yeah, I was told not to jump in the pool that's there.
Yeah, that's right.
The Manzanita, I went there once.
There's a pool there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, well, I don't. Oh, by the dorm, yeah. That would be disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Walter Cronkite. So. That do they have different schools? I thought they had that journalism. They have
there's different concentrations. There's a broadcast school.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah,
yeah. Now they moved. I went there when it was in Tempe, and now they're in Phoenix, downtown Phoenix, and they've kind of really expanded.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, yeah. The journalism.
Went,
yeah.
Oh.
So they've got a lot more updated technology and stuff like that, which is really cool. I wish I could have taken advantage of that. But
yeah, that would. Well, you still can.
Yeah, I could.
He's young. He can go downtown.
Yeah.
Right. You can move from New River. And so that's a very that's great credentials, by the way. It's got to be one of the best, right? Isn't it known as one of the best schools in the entire country?
Yes, it is. Walter Cronkite School for Journalism absolutely is.
And now, did you hang around Mill Avenue at all?
I did on the special occasions, like Halloween.
Oh.
That is you know, that's an exciting experience. I'll just say
What happens on Mill Avenue Halloween? I don't even know.
People dress up as things that you couldn't even imagine.
Like the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, probably.
Greg, you've been there?
I have. I don't know about on Halloween, but, well, I used to live in Tempe. So
I
was there quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been there on Halloween, but still people would dress up even on other days.
Wow,
so.
That's pretty good. So did you go to, like, the Harkins out there and do any movie reviews?
I went to the Harkins Center Point. It was back when that was still open. And
it's not open anymore?
No, now it's Madcap Theaters. They have special events and stuff. They as soon as Tempe Marketplace opened, they closed the Center Point.
Oh yeah, because Harkins, a big Harkins out there.
Right. It was a smaller theater, but it was interesting. They had a nice little escalator and everything. Small.
Yeah, so right up and down that escalator.
Yeah.
I liked it. Okay, I'm older, going on 11. Okay, so you went so Mill Avenue, and then you creatively started your own website. I believe Popcorn Journal.
Yeah, it was
that's sort of cool.
Journal.
What is that about?
It was a podcast. I reviewed movies on there. At first, it was just writing the reviews, but then you know I loved talking and you know emphatically sharing my reviews and you know things that you couldn't just use italics in writing.
Yeah.
So I recorded these podcasts and kind of like acted them out and. Which was a lot of fun. I had sound effects and clips from the movies and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So were you well-known out there at that point?
Not as much as I would have liked to. But, you know, at that time, it was all about having fun. It was all about fine-tuning my desires in my career.
So people didn't recognize you and go, there's the movie guy.
No, not at ASU. I wore movie shirts all the time.
Oh,
I still do. When I go to the screenings, I have a huge collection of promo shirts that, you know, I wear. So people kind of knew me by that.
No, I bet people said, there's the movie guy. I remember him at 11 years old.
Possibly.
That
yeah.
may have happened. Now, so then you graduated summa cum laude.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I have no clue.
We have no clue.
I think it's top. Yeah, you know.
I know. It's top. That's congratulations. Oh,
thank
on
you.
That.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, that's
wow.
very cool.
Oh,
I mean
that's really good.
I mean, see, that's really nice. Because breakthrough thinking, as an overall structure, is about success. Mm-hmm. You know, success about moving past your self-imposed limitations, reaching your potential, finding your passion. So it's very consistent with the overall structure of our program. This is, of course, the magazine, but our other shows are exactly right on. This is very interesting.
Yeah, well, it can be very stressful for a college student when they have that drive. And, you know, for me, I knew that I knew where my GPA was, that I was, you know, this close to not getting summa cum laude.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was worried about that, and I really stressed out at the end of my college career at that time. But I made it, and, you know.
Nice.
Just,
congratulations. That's
thank
very
you.
Cool. Were you in a fraternity?
No, I wasn't.
you did relate to Stephen First last.
Yeah.
He was in a fraternity.
Yeah.
Well, at least his character was Flounder.
Flounder Dorfman. Yeah.
Was that what his name? Flounder. Yeah. I remember that. So that is very cool. Now you became amazingly a news editor right out of college.
Yeah.
This guy's done it all.
Yeah.
You should retire. No,
I'm kidding. I should have retired back then. Yeah.
News editor for Anthem Independent.
Yeah, the Anthem Deer Valley Independent. Yeah. And so I covered community news out there and covered you know everything from school issues to political issues, attended a lot of community meeting type
boring.
Things. Yeah.
Okay, so no movie action.
No, it wasn't. They knew that was my passion. They tried to implement it here and there. But
they tried to have you conform to the ways of society. No.
Yeah. Well, at Independent, there was no opinion. You didn't have an opinion
there
about
wasn't?
Anything. No, it was the community's opinion. So I couldn't share my my opinion about the movies, which is something that had driven me ever since I was 11 years old.
And that's very important to you.
It is.
Yeah. And they own 14 newspapers. So then they said, go on the Scottsdale Independent.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how did that work?
I spent a year at Scottsdale. It was a learning experience. Got to meet a lot of new people because I was out of my comfort zone. I lived in and grown up in Anthem,
New River.
Deer Valley. Yeah. So I got to cover all the, you know, people and places that I had grown up with. And then suddenly I was pushed into Scottsdale. And like I said, a learning experience, fun, but still not rewarding for me. You know, I I would love to say that I was great at it. I believe I was. I sparked a lot of controversy in the community. Sometimes Scottsdale doesn't like the controversy. They want.
You mean
to
you gave opinions at that point?
I didn't give opinions, but I let other people give opinions, and they had a lot of fights in the paper. We had opinion pages. So
it sounds like Washington. I don't know. So Scottsdale, that must have been culture shock going from New River to Scottsdale.
It was North Scottsdale, but still
it's still Scottsdale,
right? Exactly. Yeah, and I got to cover a lot of the floods a few years ago.
They had floods.
It was monsoon season, so I think those were some of my first stories. One of the schools got completely flooded.
Wow.
Mud everywhere. Took pictures of that. And
wow. Oh, you had to take pictures too?
Yeah, I did a lot of the photos, and you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any Volkswagen floating down the street?
I didn't get any, you know, excellent shots like that. No, I wish. Oh, I would have won awards.
Yeah, that's right. That is very cool. So then you said, you know, I like the films.
Yeah, I realized that, you know, it's not pushing me toward my passion. And so I decided that, you know, I'm gonna give it everything that I've got. It was a lifelong dream of mine to be in the Phoenix Film Critics Society. I had been bugging the board members ever since I was 11 years old. They wouldn't let me in. They pushed me away. You know, some of them helped. But
well, what is the Phoenix Film Critics Society?
State's Society for Critics. So it's not just Phoenix. There's also critics
from
Tucson.
Is my ex-wife in that?
I think she might be. What's her name?
I'll protect the innocent on this one.
Sure.
Yeah, I won't give my name. I'm the innocent. But so how do you get in the Film Critics Society?
You have to be writing for, I believe, at least 6 months for a major publication or major broadcast outlet. And the thing that got me there was I was on another radio station, but also I was in AZ Weekly Entertainment magazine.
So that helped.
That definitely helped, yeah.
So do you have to write, or if we just did broadcasting of movies, could we get in?
You could get in, too, yeah.
Hey, now we're talking. Can I play a lead role someday?
Possibly. They haven't held an election for quite a few years, so, you know.
Maria Osmond, is she making a movie? Okay, so that is cool. So how many people are in this Phoenix Film Critics Society?
Between 20 and 25, I think.
That's
Yeah. There's... Like
I said, that's honored for you.
It is. It was a huge honor when I was finally accepted last year, last summer, and it was a huge honor.
Do they have to interview you and stuff?
You have to submit an application, a few essays, and you know, a few like physical tests, running tests, and stuff. I'm kidding.
Oh, well, there goes that idea. Can I say I know you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you heard it live here on the air. Okay, then 2008, you said, okay, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Then you went to Examiner.com as a movie examiner, and also in theater. You made a commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about that. This is really interesting. We were talking about this. Greg's going to like this.
Well, I was selected. Well, first of all, they sent an email out to all of their movie examiners throughout the country, because Examiner is a national.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're very big. So they have movie examiners throughout the country. And I applied to be one of the people that were chosen to be in this advertisement that would air in commercials. So I traveled to Denver. Very exciting. I haven't, you know, I've only been to Chicago.
Denver's a pretty cool place.
It's a very, very cool place. My family's...
Greg played
a couple
hockey
times.
When he was young, and a nice place.
Yeah, my family is from Chicago, so I've been to there, but, you know, I haven't traveled the country, and so it was really exciting to go to Denver to, you know, I was there when it was snowing.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And they threw me in the studio and told me to record this ad. And I think it was, my name is Joseph J. Erdo. I am your local Phoenix movie examiner, and I love movies. Well, not all movies. I am a reviewer, after all, but I do love sharing my opinions, so check me out for the inside scoop on the latest films, examiner.com. They threw that up in all AMC theaters throughout the valley.
Wait, they threw it up?
Well,
they put it up.
They put it up.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
They put it up in theaters throughout the valley.
Which theaters?
AMC.
Oh, not the other one.
No, Harkins. Not Harkins. No, it was for National Cinemedia.
Okay,
it was one of those. You see the advertisements before AMC. Yeah. They have like the first you know, kind of commercials.
Now at that point, did people start recognizing you?
They did. Yeah.
Whoa.
I was.
How many dates did you get?
Unfortunately, zero.
What's up with that? I'm not going to join the Film Critics Society.
It's a lonely society. Yeah.
Only 20-25. Right. Is it co-ed?
It is, but it's heavily weighted toward the men.
Wow, that sounds like society. Okay, so little microcosm of a reflection of society. Okay, so then, so you got recognized.
Yeah, well, the fun thing was, I was in, I think I was at Desert Ridge, believe it or not, one of their theaters, the AMC Desert Ridge, and someone had recognized me during the ad. I'd walked in late, you know, so I didn't get to see my own ad.
Oh, yeah.
But I sat down, and all of a sudden, I hear this woman
Joseph,
behind me.
Joseph. Well,
I would have had the date then, yeah. I
exactly.
No, she says, hey, you. She goes, shh, I'll keep your secret. And I said, what is she talking about?
I'm having your baby.
Yeah. No. And I turn around, and I said, well, what's going on? And she goes, shh, don't worry, I'll keep your secret. Like I'm...
The secret's out now.
Really?
And she starts pointing at the screen, and, you know, I felt like I was James Bond or something
that
like that.
That is funny. So did you talk to her after the movie?
No, I didn't get a chance. She ran off. I should have. I gave her my car.
She ran off? Why? I want to know this part of the story.
No, I like to sit through the credits. I'll say that.
I do, too. Ever since Greg told me about you better sit through Pirates number 2 so you could see they had a little scene there. That was sort of cool, remember? No one knew about that.
Yeah, and a lot of people just run out. But, you know,
why did they do that?
Because they're not expecting anything. I also think it's a respect for the filmmakers.
I agree.
And all the people that put their time and effort into the movie.
So you honor them.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
It is a lot of time and effort.
Yes, it is.
So the whole credits you sit through.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sort of cool.
And sometimes you're rewarded with a little special scene.
Right.
You know,
some of them have it. I forget what other movies had some
all
special.
The Spider-Man.
Yeah, all the Marvel movies.
Right.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've been walking out on that. I should have honored them a little bit more.
Sure.
A little bit longer. Wow, that is so cool. So do people still recognize you from
They don't that? Anymore. I
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I recently had my high school reunion, my 10-year high school reunion, and a few people came up to me and said, yeah, I saw you in an ad, but I was thinking, well, why didn't you reach out to me or something back then? You know, but like they kind of said it in passing. And
they said, "Oh, I saw you, you famous person, and you used to work in Scottsdale." So that's probably what it was. But then it got better.
Yeah.
AZ Weekly Entertainment.
Yes,
tell us about that.
Well, Stan Robinson was also with Examiner.com. He was also chosen to do an ad. His ad ran in Chicago. They were kind of like. Playing up his, they didn't have someone from Chicago, but it was a major market, so they wanted someone from there. And so he grew up there, and so his ad played there, and he and I recognized in each other, you know, this passion, and he said, you know, how about you write for AZ Weekly Magazine with me?
Wow. And he's like the manager, the owner or something?
He's the editor for the film section.
Oh, that's sort of cool.
Yeah.
So you started doing that. Has that been fun? You what? Weekly you do that, or how's that work?
Yeah, it's weekly. So I made this reviewers roundtable type of approach to it. They had been just reviewing the movies traditionally, but I decided, you know, everyone has an opinion, so you know, why not, you know, each of the three film columnists bring their own opinion to the table, and so one movie. Three opinions. So, well-rounded view for
the
people.
That's sort of cool. You ever agree with the other two?
I do, but it's rare.
Yes. So, well, what's your opinion so far of this radio show, the magazine?
I think it's a lot of fun.
There we go. We are blessed. Okay. Now, what's unique, what you do, is you... Well, tell the viewers. I say viewers because you are on TV, by the way.
Yeah.
See the camera? And the listeners. You dress up for movies when you review them at screenings.
Yeah, well, no, I don't dress up at the screenings. I dress up at my other radio outlet that I had last year.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people dress up for the screenings, which is fun, but, you know, I try to keep it more professional.
Okay, well, that part. So do you wear a suit or?
No, I just.
Well, you just got back from a screening.
Yeah, I just got back from
a. Are you allowed to say you screened?
I can say that I saw Skyfall. I can't tell you anything about that one, actually.
Okay,
Skyfall. The new Bond movie.
Oh, James Bond. I remember. Yeah. You're too young, but I did like Sean Connery.
Yeah?
Remember him? Oh, you don't.
Well, we know him.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he our generation knows him a little differently. But
was he the best Bond ever?
Maybe. I don't know.
I like Daniel Craig.
Okay. He's the new one.
Yeah, he's
pretty
good.
Yeah.
He is good. Was he in the Transporter or whatever it's called?
He was in Layer Cake, I believe.
Layer Cake?
Yeah. Kind of like Transporter. Transporter was Jason Statham.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow, you know your people.
Sometimes.
That is very cool.
Sometimes it gets jumbled.
No, I like that. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll actually start talking about some of the new releases and releases that have been out for a week or two, and we can review these.
Yeah.
We'll give it a, what do we want to call it, a five mag or a one mag, like a thumbs
That's
up?
That's all on you, whatever.
Oh,
you
it's
want.
All on me. Oh, darn. Okay. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. And, of course, we have special in-studio guests from Examiner.com, Joseph Erdo. And we'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, our second debut show. Can you really have two debut shows?
No. You can. If Dave Isaac's involved, you can do whatever you
want.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. And
3 years from now, we'll have, 200 debut shows.
That's exactly. Maybe 300. Hopefully 5,000. Now, we have in studio, of course, the movie reviewer for Examiner.com and AZ Weekly Entertainment, Joseph Erdo. Joseph, this is great. You are very articulate. I could see why you went to ASU at the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very, very nice. No question about it. Now, Let's see. We left off. We said you used to dress up for the movies on another station.
Right.
And but you like to be very professional when you go to screenings.
Yeah, well, not very professional. I like to network at the screenings. I like to talk to people and, you know, get to know, you know, the audiences and it, the other, my colleagues.
Yeah, so. the 25 of them.
Yeah.
Two of them women.
Well,
but then it's questionable even on one of
two
them.
Two and a half.
Well, yeah. Well, not every critic is in the Phoenix Film Critics Society. I'll say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a lot more reviewing press, but some of them don't pursue it. Some of them, yeah. You know, some of them don't write regularly. Some do just interviews and stuff like that. So.
Why don't we mention, before we get into what's coming out, now you can't really review these, but you will mention a couple things, so whet everyone's appetite about what is coming up. But before we do that, you have something on examiner.com you'd like to offer to the Breakthrough Thinking listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. There is a special advance screening of Flight. This is a movie starring Denzel Washington. It's coming out next Friday, so November 2nd, but you can see it on November 1st. At AMC Westgate at 7:30. There are passes that you can print out on examiner.com. I will give you a link and you can go there, or you can go to examiner.com and type in my name, Joseph Erdo, and Flight in the search box, and you should be able to get there. And then you print out these passes. There's only a limited number. I think there's 50 or something. But then those are general passes for the advanced screening. But I also have two VIP tickets to give away, for one for you and one for a guest. And all you have to do is answer three simple questions about Denzel Washington's uniforms that he's worn in various movies.
Oh.
Questions on examiner.com. You send me the answers to them. And if you mention that you heard this on Breakthrough Thinking Radio, then I will give you two entries for that email, so doubling your chances of getting picked for those VIP reserved seats.
That is so cool. So what they do is go to examiner.com, type in your name, Joseph Erdo, A-I-R-D, as in Dave, O-E. No, not
no,
O-E.
No, no E.
I put it in phonetically so I wouldn't forget how to say it. Okay, no E. A-I-R-D-O. That's right. Okay, otherwise I would have been calling him Erdo. But that's what you said
like
earlier.
Like all the
so
kids in school.
A-I-R-D-O, and so they
and
can
the
find you
flight.
That way.
Yeah.
And then put that you heard it on Breakthrough Thinking.
Yeah, and I'll give you a link if you want to put it on the website or on Facebook.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Get people to like you on Facebook.
Hey, that's very, very, very good. I like that. So, okay, so that's something. We'll mention that a little bit later. So what's coming up? You got some... movies are always fun, but which ones would you like to? You can't review these,
right?
But what would you like to tell people that is coming out soon?
Yeah, tomorrow there's three major releases. The biggest of which is Cloud Atlas. Mm. This is from the Wachowski Starship, is what they're calling themselves. So the people who brought us The Matrix and Speed Racer.
Wow.
So it's Cloud Atlas. It's an exploration of how actions and consequences over time influence other people down the line. So generations.
Like the butterfly effect?
Kind of like that, only not going back in time, just naturally. You know, people in the 1600s or 1800s and down the line, then people in 2000 or 3032. You know, they are still going to have the consequences from the people back in the 1600s, something like that.
That is so cool. Wow. Are we allowed to mention who's in it?
Yeah, we can definitely say who's in it. There's Tom Hanks. There's Halle Berry, Jim Broadbent, Jim Sturgis.
Yeah.
Huge cast in this.
And Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant, absolutely.
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon. And the interesting thing is all these people play no less than a half a dozen parts in the movie a piece.
Oh my.
Some of them, Susan Sarandon and Halle Berry play men in some of their roles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a very, again, I can't say what it, my opinion of it, but a very extraordinary feat in terms of how many roles these people play and how you can't recognize them.
Wow.
I will say one of my favorite character actors also in it, Keith David. When I, 1990s Men at Work with Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez, he was hilarious in that. He was the guy that worked with them and But I've always been a big fan of his since then. But what a great cast.
Oh, that's a great
and
cast.
And Anderson from The Matrix, Hugo Weaving.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Jim Sturgess, is that
from 21?
From 21?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Spacey. And I've seen him a few other times. He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he's an excellent actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is tomorrow?
Yeah, that opens tomorrow. And the only thing with it is, you should know, it's like 2.5 hours long.
Oh,
so,
it is?
Yeah,
it's lots of popcorn.
Lots of
and
popcorn.
And you love your popcorn.
I do love
I
my
do too.
Yeah, he eats some good popcorn. So do I. Do you eat popcorn?
I'll
when
eat like
you
two extra
do?
Larges at one time.
You do. You have popcorn.
I eat popcorn. Yeah, I've got my shirt for Harkins Theater.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Yeah, that's.
I had to get two shirts because I didn't make extra large. But but it's so you so you.
You don't have to wear them anymore. You just
I know. That's what I thought. It looked really funny. It was on half of me. So, all right, take it off. Anyway, no, with a tie, it was really ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
So you eat popcorn when you do a screening?
Yes, I do.
And you drink? What, Diet Coke? Or?
No, I just drink water. You know, but the popcorn, you've got to have it to keep yourself awake in some movies.
I know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You start, to nod off. I mean, you eat it when it's fresh and hot, and then during you save some for the lulls in the movie.
Right.
Wow. Now, another movie coming out reminds, it's like, we can have people guess. If we said Chasing Tom Cruise, would that make sense? All right, what's the real name?
Chasing Mavericks.
Oh, Top Gun. Okay.
Yeah. So, but
oh,
yeah.
Gerald Butler. He's really. Oh, Elizabeth Shue. I loved her.
Yeah. Great cast.
You
in
don't
this
love
as well.
Her anymore?
Well, I do, actually. She was really good.
Yeah. Why did he say loved? It was.
Oh,
what
yeah,
did she do
right.
to you?
She's a little older.
And
but she's
talking
still
about
cute.
Tom Cruise, she was in one of my favorite movies, Cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
Oh, I love that movie when they were throwing the. You know who didn't really. I don't think. I don't know if he died or not, but Brian
he's still
Brown.
Around.
How come he didn't make it really big? I thought he was a great actor. What was up with that?
I don't know. So some people just fade out, and then other people really take off. And
that's weird,
it's
right?
Inexplicable.
The most recent movie I saw him in was, I think it was Along Came Polly.
He was in that one?
He was in that with Ben Stiller.
That was quite a few years ago, too.
Yeah, yeah. That was probably in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I've seen him since then. But he's still alive.
Yeah, I always liked that guy. You know, I mean, in terms
sometimes
of
sometimes it's their choice too. You know what roles they take, and but yeah, he was a really good actor.
Now
and
speaking of Ben Stiller, see when you get me, my mind goes random. Heartbreak Kid, mm-hmm. Thumbs up or not?
I gave that a thumbs up. Yeah.
Oh, I keep watching that. That is hysterical, right?
Yeah.
That especially well the ending, but we're not going to say. But that was just too funny, right?
Right, right. Ben Stiller is always fun to watch.
How about Keep the Faith, Ben Stiller?
I thought that was good, too.
I like that.
Yeah.
That girl, with the blonde, was sort of nice.
Yeah, I forget her name.
I see her occasionally.
Yeah, she's some things, too, yeah.
And then I see her in the movies, too. Okay, so what do we got? Chasing Mavericks.
Chasing Mavericks is a wave competition, and so surfers know a lot about it.
Oh.
So it's a surfing movie.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so if you're into the surfing type of atmosphere, it might be worth a look.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you said, Gerard Butler, Johnny Weston plays the main character in this, and he seeks the help and advice of a local legend played by Gerard Butler.
Wow, that's sort of cool.
Yeah.
But we can't review these yet. We'll have to have you back so we can review them after the release.
Right, but it does come out tomorrow, so, you know, you can take a chance on it if you want.
Oh, there we go.
It's based on a true story, I should say that on this one man's life.
Okay, that's
good. I can't
remember
the kid's name.
In Hawaii or something? Or?
Jay Moriarty.
Yeah, Jay Moriarty. Yeah.
Moriarty, yeah.
I don't. I'm not sure if it was Hawaii or L.A.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. But he was a big surfing sensation when he was, I think, 15 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and
pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, don't want to spoil the ending, you know, for that. But
sure,
you might not want to look up the true story until you see the movie.
That makes sense.
To see that, yeah.
And then what do we have?
We also have Fun Size. If you are a teenager, if you have teenagers at home, if you want to get into the Halloween spirit coming up next
week. What if you act like a teenager? Can you see it?
You could probably see it too. Why not? So this stars Victoria Justice. This is a Nickelodeon movie, by the way.
Oh.
Victoria Justice, she plays this teenager who wants to go to this party, the big Halloween party, but her mom wants her to watch. Her mom is played by Chelsea Handler, by the way, and She wants her to watch, the mom wants to go to a rave, and so then she wants her daughter to watch her little brother.
Gotcha.
And the little brother goes missing, and so she has to roam the streets, meet all these interesting characters in costumes, just to find her little brother who's acting out.
Wow, that could be sort of cool, and that's tomorrow as well?
That's tomorrow as well.
So you got three big releases
Big releases.
Oh, that's pretty good.
There's one small release that's playing exclusively at Harkins Camel View that I can review. I can, you know, share with you about that.
What do we got?
It's called Smashed. It stars Mary Elizabeth Winstead. You might have seen her in the Final Destination franchise. She was in Passions, the soap opera, several years ago. She was in a few other movies recently. I believe she's playing. She's in contention for Captain America 2. The love interest in that.
Oh, okay.
So it might be worth a look to, you know, get on the board early here. So she plays the wife of a man played by Aaron Paul. They played a young married couple whose bond is built on a mutual love of alcohol.
Right.
And she decides that she's had enough of this life of being an alcoholic, waking up in fields and throwing up in school. She's making this entire lie about being pregnant in school when she's not really pregnant because she's trying to make it like she has morning sickness when she's just hungover.
Right.
And so she decides to go to 12-step meetings, get sober, and the husband decides, you know, this isn't for him. He wants to continue drinking. So that bond starts to fragment and fall apart. Very, very interesting analysis of how a relationship can break apart when the one thing that is holding them together, especially if it's something as powerful as alcohol.
Yeah.
And she gives one of the most powerful performances of the year in this.
So how many zines would you give it?
Our
zines are like a thumbs up or stars. So MAGA zines. Five zines, the top, one zine, no good.
I'll give it four zines.
Oh, four zines. Yeah. Hey, that's impressive because you said you're tough.
Yeah, I am tough. You'll find out quickly here with some of the other movies that I'm quite
four
tough.
Four zines.
But, you know, sometimes I'm lenient. But this one doesn't even need lenience. It could have been a five, but the ending, they tack on this ending. It has the perfect art house ending. You know, fade to black, and then they tack on this other ending just to extend the runtime. I think without this other ending, it would have been like 60 minutes long. But with this other ending, it's like 72 minutes. Very, very short movie. But it's definitely worth your money.
Wow. So you should get a small popcorn.
Yeah, a small popcorn. You don't need to splurge.
Yeah, because the movie will be over before you know it.
So then you can bring some home, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, four zines.
Yeah, and the movie really shows how even if you decide to get sober, the pains from your past can really, you know, travel with you. It's not like a be-all and end-all type of thing. You know, I'm going to 12-step meetings. I'm not going to have anything to worry about anymore.
And where can they see you? Did you write about this yet? You reviewed it on the magazine?
It will be up on examiner.com tomorrow morning at probably like 6, 7 o'clock.
Okay, definitely get out there and see that, or at least read it.
Or it is an AZ Week. Weekly, yeah, you're right. It is
okay,
an
it
easy
is
weekly
okay.
On stands.
I have ESPN.
Yes.
Okay. Now, another movie coming out. We can't really talk about that much. Is November 2nd, right? Fight. Is that what it is?
Flight. Yes.
I'm sorry. Flight.
That's the one that with the screening. That one is again with Denzel Washington. He plays a seasoned airline pilot who he there's a problem in midair. He crash lands this. This airplane, essentially, it's taking a tailspin, or not a tailspin, it's diving down. He decides that, you know, he's going to flip that plane on its head, rolls the plane over, and so just to get it out of that dive motion. And when he lands, he's hailed as a hero, but then some things from his past, some things that took place on the plane come into play, and he might not be a hero after all, and... So very kind of
dramatic type, suspenseful.
Yeah,
maybe.
Who is really at fault? Is the plane at fault? Is the airline at fault? Is Denzel Washington's character at fault?
I'm blaming Washington.
It might be.
I mean Washington D.C.
Right. Yeah.
Not Daniel.
They could
take
it.
Denzel. Okay.
I won't
great.
Tell him that you call him Daniel.
Yeah. But. No, not at all. But Stephen First does not talk to him. He said that on there.
No, Denzel doesn't talk to him. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's what it was. All right, cool. So now we can take some other movies. We still have about maybe, you know, 12, minutes left or so, roughly. Which ones would you like to review that sort of recently came out, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm interested to talk about Seven Psychopaths, since you said that you had seen that.
I did see that one, and I just saw it last, remember right after the film festival.
Oh, yeah, that's what you guys went and saw? Okay.
The Scottsdale Film Festival?
Yeah.
Is that where you went? Okay.
What was it called?
Oh, the Country Idol thingy.
Okay. With young Callie Young.
Right. Yes.
I would have, I'm going to pay more attention this time when I go to movies now, because I would like to review certain movies. But I did doze off once or twice, I have to admit, so I probably missed something. But I thought it was very different. It was very different, and I'm trying to figure out in what way. It's
very self-aware.
Yeah, exactly. It was just I liked how it sort of developed when this guy was, I'm not a formal reviewer, but it's not going to give it away. But, one of the actors, one of the characters was wanting to write a movie on Seven Psychopaths.
And
he came across certain people. He goes, yeah, that's one. Yep. And he kept going, Woody Harrelson. What's his name?
Woody Harrelson.
He is such a great actor.
Yes, he is.
That guy from, remember when he was in Coach?
Mm-hmm.
But he would come across these, and it was, and I won't give the ending away because I
Cheers.
Got.
Cheers.
Yeah. But I was really caught off guard on one of the scenes where, about one of the psychopaths. So, I won't give it away, but I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah.
Towards then.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it does halfway.
It's about halfway.
Very weird. And
You review. You're going to do much better than me.
No. Yeah, you did great. It is a very weird movie, and it's while I was watching it, I thought I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I walked out, and I have to give my comment to the rep from the studio, and I said I really did not like that at all. And it grew on me, overnight.
Same with me, yeah.
It remains with you long after. It's a very
especially how it
experience.
Ended.
Yes, yes.
I mean, there's some really great elements. I won't say obviously how it ended, but I really, in a way, saw some sort of noble, admirable qualities in one of the psychopaths. And and I'm not going to say how or why, but I think people will recognize it. And it really reflected some deep friendships underlying some of these things with three of the psychopaths.
Yes. Yeah.
Lots
of psychopaths.
Yeah, but
there's seven.
Yeah, but three of them. But I thought, the others I forgot who they were already.
Well, Sam Rockwell, wasn't he excellent in the movie?
Oh, he was. He was my favorite actor on that one.
Yes,
he was fantastic.
He was in Moon several years ago.
Oh, I thought he was as a character. Mm-hmm. He was my favorite character in that movie.
Oh, absolutely.
By far. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You must be professional at this.
Well, the cool thing is I got that hat that he wears near the end of the movie.
Oh, you did?
Puppy dog hat. I've got that. The studio gave that to me.
Really?
Yeah. They also sent me a little a dog, because they're dog nappers in the movie.
Yeah.
The dog's got this little blood on its hand and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
So, the cute little doggy.
Yeah. And a note that went along with it that from Woody Harrelson's character saying, give me my, bleeping dog back.
Really? That is too funny. Yeah. That was interesting. I don't know if I would see it again, maybe out of curiosity on the times when I dozed off, but I don't think it was because of the movie so much. I think I might have been tired.
I think that I remember years ago, and I think it was one of the Pirate of the Caribbean movies, you told me you went and saw it, fell asleep, and you didn't like it, and then you went back and saw it and loved it and saw it like six more times in the theaters.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So it's not the movie. It's just
it wasn't the movie at all.
It's your energy level.
No, what it was is I went to the midnight movie. I usually don't do that, but I like the pirate movie so well. I mean, I think Johnny Depp in Pirate One should have got the Best Actor award.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought he was fantastic. But the second one, it was midnight, and I must have been, I worked a lot or I got up early, and I slept through it and dozed in and out, and I go, why is everyone raving about this? And then I finally went back and saw it again. I go, oh my gosh, that is incredible. The complexities of some of the subplots going on was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it always ended with Johnny Depp really pulling out of his character or maybe pulling back into his true self and helping someone.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me was phenomenal writing. Would mm-hmm. you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Wow. See, I get passionate.
Yeah.
Okay, so Zine, what do we got on Zines on this?
I gave that also 4.
Wow. Yeah. So you really turned it around.
Yeah,
and
I did. It was close to being a 3 or maybe even a 2. But after I slept on it,
yeah.
You know, sometimes I have to admit that first impression isn't always what should be.
You can't judge
a
book
by
its cover.
Well, I think also because Christopher Walken's in it, so it deserves mm-hmm. a 4.
Oh, he
anyways,
was good too. He's always good. That guy.
Yeah, he is.
Wow, nicely done. Let's go to what's another one? I haven't seen these others, so we'll let you. You want to take Taken?
Sure.
Because I did see Taken 1, but
okay.
No one took me to see Taken 2.
Well, a lot of people love Taken 1.
Mm-hmm. I liked it, yeah.
But critics tore apart, most critics tore apart Taken 2.
Yeah.
I didn't see it at first, but then I saw it and I said, what do these people, what are they not seeing this? It is fun. Sometimes you just have to, you know, set aside all the intelligence mm-hmm. in the world and just have fun. I mean, in the first one, he essentially plays a parent, you know, just metaphorically, a parent who musters the strength to lift the car off of his baby, kind of, right?
Yeah.
I mean, metaphorically.
Sure.
In this, he surpasses being a superhero, and he becomes some sort of, like, you know, superpower himself. And he's able to dodge bullets. He's able to run faster than anyone. He has telepathic powers. I mean,
really?
it's quite wild and out there.
So
and it's action packed, unbelievably action packed.
The first one was pretty good action
too. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see the second one yet. I want to see it. I just haven't had a chance to get out there yet. But I will say this message to the NHL that if they don't resolve their issue soon, we're going to send Liam Neeson to see what they can do.
He would take care of it in a finger
snap. Absolutely.
So how many zines would you give this?
I gave that one 4 as well.
Wow. We're in a. A full, not a 3 of a kind. Yeah. 4, 4, and 4. What's another one? We got maybe 5 minutes left. You got a couple others here.
Let's tear one down since we
yeah.
did 3 great movies.
Yeah.
Let's tear one down. Alex Cross. This is stars Tyler Perry.
Okay,
he plays a young homicide detective. So this is the same character from Kiss the Girls and some of those other movies. It also stars Matthew Fox as a serial killer.
Edward Burns.
Edward Burns is in it. Rachel Nichols. So pretty interesting cast here. The movie just falls apart from the first minute. So boring. I would rather stay home and watch and 2 episodes, since it's a movie, you know, so two episodes of any police drama that I don't even watch in the first place.
Wow.
You know,
it just didn't work.
It is a TV drama at best.
Really? Tyler Perry, did he direct it or produce
it? No, he didn't direct it. He just stars in this one. So you know him from the Madea movies, which he also writes and directs.
And
this
other one that we talked about.
Right. Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah.
Which I really liked, by the way. But so is because he's a pretty good talent. It just didn't work for him.
He is. Yeah. I said, I think in my review that, you know, if had he actually been dressed in drag, you know, this might have. Yeah, it would have been great. I would have had a lot of fun. But I don't think that's the vibe that they were going for.
So on a zine scale?
I believe I gave this one zine.
Oh, that's low.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
One
that's
zine.
It's as low as I go.
Now, how about we'll give you a choice. We still have a few minutes. Here Comes the Boom, Argo, The Paperboy.
Well, let's talk about Argo because
it
might be around at award season. This is Ben Affleck's movie. He directs it. He also stars in it.
Oh.
So this is based on a true story of an exfiltration. He's an actual CIA exfiltration specialist to get 6 Americans who have taken refuge, in the home of a Canadian ambassador. They're in Tehran, so he's got to go in there and try to get them out safely. They do this whole movie thing. Argo is actually a science fiction movie, so they took a script from a science fiction movie and pretended like they were going to make it in Tehran to try to sneak these guys out of there as the crew of the movie.
Oh.
And so the tension is unbelievable in the final few minutes of this, or the final half an hour at least. Great, great ending, great cast. John Goodman's in it. Unfortunately, the middle, I didn't like it quite as much as some other people because the middle, it gets kind of funny. They try to play up the laughs. And I liked the tension better, the drama a lot better than the laughs. I'm still giving it four.
Four zine.
Four zines, yeah.
Wow, four zines.
So it might be around at Oscar time. Ben Affleck might be nominated, probably more for director than actor for this particular movie. Might be nominated for Best Picture. I know it's on a lot of people's top 10 lists. They've already said, but I thought it was a great movie, but not a perfect movie.
Now, who's Clea DuVall?
Clea DuVall, she is.
Is she related to Robert?
I believe she might be. I don't know.
I was a very good actor. Robert DuVall.
I don't know if they're related. She's been around for a while. Like, she was in The Faculty when she was younger.
Right.
But I'm not sure if they're related, though. But good question. But no, she's a good actress.
I'm just curious.
So.
Yeah.
Smaller role in this one, I think.
Alan Arkin, longtime actor. Yep. Best known for, Afraid of the, Something in the Dark. Remember that one? Long ago.
I'm just thinking of Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course, John Goodman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a career, right?
Oh, yeah.
Really good stuff. So
John Goodman's also in Flight, by the way, too.
Oh, really? So he's making some more movies these days.
Yeah.
What's interesting is Ben Affleck and Rory Cochrane, years ago, about 20 years ago, both in Dazed and Confused when they were youngsters.
Oh.
And Matthew McConaughey, obviously, in that when... He's in The Paperboy here. I don't know if we have enough time to go over that, but
let's take a shot at The Paperboy.
Yeah, Zac Efron is also in that. Matthew McConaughey, and it's an interesting film. It's kind of it's about an investigative reporter, Matthew McConaughey, who, with the help of his younger brother, played by Zac Efron, and a sultry death row groupie, Nicole Kidman, so great cast here, tries to prove that a violent swamp dweller, John Cusack, was framed for the murder of a corrupt local sheriff. Very trippy movie, I'll say. Just
wow.
Very, the editing of this almost ruins it. Unfortunately, I'm only giving it two zines. Could have been a three because it is a great cast, terrific acting in this. Everyone, especially Matthew McConaughey, he was in Killer Joe, which right now is my favorite performance of the year to date. In Killer Joe, Matthew McConaughey, but he does a great job here as well. So might be worth a look, but just know that you're in for a very artistic movie.
Yeah, but two zines.
Yeah,
we'll see how that goes in. I like John Cusack.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, he's a killer in this movie, so he's kind of baddie. Oh. He's in prison in the movie, not the actor.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we have his attorney on line one now. So,
before I first saw the trailer for it, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I was thinking Zac Efron was like the little paper boy from that Nintendo video game. So I was thinking we're going to see him throw papers around on a bike or something.
He's definitely all
a
grown
lot
up
different
here.
Than that.
Yeah. He's walking around in his underwear half the time, but I don't know if this is
now
in
you
the
guys,
movie again.
You guys on the break talked about, I asked you what your favorite movie of what was all time or the top?
All time.
Yeah. And you mentioned something, Greg knew it.
Yeah.
And what was it? Or what is it?
Mixed Nuts. It's my favorite movie of all time. It's a Christmas movie. So, you know, definitely seek it out. We're upon it, right? They got the big Christmas tree and anthem this morning. So, you know, it's about time for that. So Mixed Nuts starring who?
Steve Martin and little roles for, Adam Sandler and Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
And
very quyrky movie. It's a Nora Ephron movie.
Really? So she's a producer? Director.
She was the director.
Wow.
Based on a French film. I also saw the French film, which is interesting as well, but I think that the actors in this, they really make the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I have to say that. I was like
pretty good, at least.
And that was about 94, you said.
Yeah, 94, 95. It's very inspirational, too. I mean, it's all about how, there's miracles that happen around Christmas, and then just in life, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, things could be looking bad, and then all of a sudden, just swoops you up, and definitely the ending of that, if you agree with me, shows you that miracles do happen.
Wow, I'm gonna have to catch that. And can you believe it? This hour just flew by.
It certainly did.
Incredible, Joseph Erdo. Thank you so much for coming in. How do they get read your stuff again?
Examiner.com and AZ Weekly Entertainment Magazine. And again, don't forget to go to Examiner.com and try to win those tickets for Flight.
But right in that, you heard this Breakthrough Thinking, and you might win VIP tickets.
Yeah, double your chances.
And double your fun. Oh, that's the Doublemint Twins. You don't remember that one.
I do.
Oh, you do? Wow, that's amazing.
I'm chewing the gum right now.
Yes, this is very cool. So anyway, thank you. We're going to have you on again. This is really fun stuff because movies are a great escape, great release, and inspirational at times, and a lot of fun, especially if you have popcorn. Anyway, stay tuned. Of course, from 3 to 4, the magazine, we have the real estate guru Terry Cass coming in. Real estate update, that's very important in the economy in Phoenix, and stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.